Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
A new research released this week has some compelling evidence about the question of drinking alcohol. Arguments about restricting the legal age for drinking alcohol have raged for decades, and there are heated arguments about whether we should lower it or increase it. Should we take the European approach of teaching children to drink wine responsibly, and I use that in inverted commas, with families at mealtime, or should we just outright forbid it until they're 18 or 21 or 25, as you'll find in some jurisdictions around the world? Research led by the University of New South Wales has found good evidence, here it is, that adolescents who drink regularly are twice as likely to be binge drinkers and drink drivers as adults. That's it. The lead author of the study is Dr. Edmund Sillins. Welcome to Open House.
Thank you.
I suppose in one way you'd say, are the results all that surprising, that if we delay drinking, we get better health outcomes in adults?
Well, I guess you're right. That has been something that's been established a while ago. But what's new about this research is that it does provide the strongest evidence to date that there is a direct relationship between drinking in your teens and problem drinking in adulthood.
Yes, and I guess it's fair to say that a lot of the arguments are emotional, psychological, and indeed moralistic. This gives you an evidentiary base for some pretty serious concerns.
That's right. And together with other research, we can get a better idea of how we need to respond.
So you looked at about 9,000 young adults from 13 to 30, so teenagers right up to young adults, and you looked at their frequency of drinking, the quantity of drinking, and problems arising from drinking. Let's talk about those problems first. What kinds of problems were you seeing?
In adulthood, the kinds of outcomes that we were investigating were things like binge drinking, drink driving, and alcohol dependence. We were also looking at other outcomes related to substance use and sexual risk-taking, also outcomes related to schooling and university completion. We assessed some mental health outcomes and also the quality of partner relationships as well.
Well, the sort of headline finding has been that adolescents who drink weekly before 17 are 2 to 3 times more likely to binge drink, drink drive, be dependent on alcohol compared with those who don't drink. Well, that's a phenomenal finding. Does that apply across that whole range of problems that you've just spoken about?
Well, actually, what we found was that problem adolescent drinking was really only associated with problem adult drinking. The many other outcomes that we assessed, although there was a relationship to early drinking, it wasn't a direct relationship. So the association between adolescents who drank heavily and outcomes related to things like substance use, sexual risk-taking, and those other ones I mentioned, they weren't directly related to early drinking. They were outcomes where the relationship with early drinking was explained by other factors rather than by alcohol use itself.
So as not to give the false sense of comfort there, is alcohol use implicated in, for instance, failing to complete school, being sexually promiscuous, having relationship breakdowns?
It's implicated, yes, but it's not directly associated with early drinking.
Well, then the direct association you did find, as I mentioned, is that if you drink weekly before 17, you're 2 to 3 times more likely to be a binge drinker as you grow into adulthood. Is that a simple addiction issue that we're talking about, or is there something else going on there?
Early problem drinking does lead to problem drinking in adulthood. So what these findings really tell us is that early drinking is associated with a range of alcohol harms in adulthood, and that experimenting with alcohol when you're young doesn't promote responsible drinking habits at all. Instead, what it does is sets up the young person for drinking problems later in life.
Hmm. Well, I take it this finding builds on other findings that are similar, but it's pretty comprehensive with 9,000 people and tracked from the ages of across 13 to 30. And yet we still encounter in the community the very prevalent attitude that if you essentially teach kids how to drink safely, that's a good thing. What do you say as a researcher? What do you say about that?
Well, that's interesting. Parents are actually a major supplier of alcohol to teenagers under the age of 18.
Yes.
Yeah, in Australia, about 50% of teenagers are given small quantities of alcohol, like a glass of wine at dinner, that kind of thing. Hmm. And other studies that have looked at parental supply have found that children who were introduced to alcohol by their parents, even with the very best intentions, went on to drink more problematically than those who weren't introduced to alcohol in that way. The reason underlying that, we're not too sure of, but we think it has something to do with teenagers thinking that they're being given permission to drink.
Yes, well, that may be the case, but I mean, it's, in a sense, they don't only need to look to their parents for that. They've got the entire culture around them and very heavy promotion of alcohol products, you know, everywhere from the football field to wherever, their local community organisations. It's all around us, isn't it?
That's right. The culture of drinking in Australia is entrenched, and that is part of the challenge, really.
Well, we've looked at similar problems in the past, like tobacco. It took a very long time, but we did start to slowly see impacts on the amount of tobacco use by adults. Interestingly, I think the rate of teenage smoking is always still pretty problematic. Do we have to look at the sorts of things that we've wrestled with the tobacco industry over the time for alcohol, plain package labelling, banning them from promoting certain products? Are we looking at something of that magnitude?
What we really need to consider is a range of possible responses that would be helpful here in reducing early alcohol use. So, as you mentioned, that would include things like restrictions on alcohol marketing and advertising. It would also include restrictions on cheap drinks, which are targeted specifically towards teenagers. And also parents have a role here in encouraging their kids to delay drinking for as long as possible.
For strategies like that to work, it takes a massive community effort, and you've got to have regulators and governments that are prepared to take decisions. I just wonder whether we've actually got that.
I can't specifically comment on...
I was just thinking to myself, now, how would I answer that question if... I'd be saying, well, as a researcher, I can't really go down that path. It's a political...
Well, issue. I just don't know. I'm not aware of...
No.
What goes on at that level, that's really where I'm coming from.
No, look, you're right. I mean, I'm just musing because really getting beneficial outcomes out of public policy is sometimes really hard. And I remember the great warriors of the day who were literally scaling billboards and defacing them to try to drive home the message about smoking. And somehow in me, I'm interested in what people think. And certainly, please call in if you've got a view, 1-300-40-2020. I don't know that we've got the community get up and go to actually tackle this one. But what does the science tell us about that then? It tells us that, yes, adults are supplying their adolescents.
Some parents are providing alcohol to their children as a way of introducing them to alcohol early and under the impression that it will foster more sensible drinking habits. But we know from the research that isn't true. That isn't what happens.
Well, thank you for doing the research. I do appreciate it. Now we've got an evidentiary base for what people have thought for some time. Dr. Sillins, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're all a bit caught out there, aren't we, as a society? We know about the dangers, but what price are we prepared to pay? Are we prepared to really tackle alcohol and its widespread use in our culture by attacking the culture itself?
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.